Hundreds gather for weekend memorial service honoring Sheridan Gorman. By Hannah Knudsen on March 30, 2026. Hundreds gathered in Yorktown, New York over the weekend to honor Sheridan Gorman, the 18-year-old girl who was murdered in the sanctuary city of Chicago, allegedly by an illegal alien. Gorman, a student at Loyola University Chicago, was murdered while away at school in Chicago on March 19. The suspect has been identified as 25-year-old Jose Medina, a Venezuelan national who should have been turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents. Police say he opened fire on a group of students hanging out at Toby Prince Beach. According to reports, Gorman noticed that someone was hiding near the pier and told her friends. The suspect then chased the group and allegedly shot Gorman in the back as she ran for her life. Roughly 500 people showed up to the memorial service for Gorman in Yorktown over the weekend, remembering and honoring the young woman's life. Attendees included former high school classmates, one of whom described Gorman as an amazing person who was very loving and very kind. Caring to everyone around her, classmate Alejandra Kostic said, according to Fox 32. And it's truly tragic what happened to her, and I feel horrible for her family. Video shows a sea of people at the memorial, honoring Gorman's life, cut short in another sanctuary city tragedy. Video. The White House last week paid tribute to Gorman, calling her tragic death a preventable tragedy and pointing directly to the sanctuary policies championed by leftists, including former President Joe Biden. A preventable tragedy. Sheridan Gorman was murdered by an illegal alien released into the U.S. in 2023 under the Biden administration, a direct result of failed border and sanctuary city policies, the White House wrote. The White House added, "The Trump admin is working hard to prevent tragedies like this from happening again. Prayers are with her loved ones," red heart emoji. President Donald Trump also spoke about her death during the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, annual fundraising dinner on Wednesday, emphasizing the importance of ending sanctuary jurisdictions across the country and making it clear that it is crucial to maintain Republican majorities in the House and Senate to accomplish this. "In our quest to restore public safety, we also need accountability for corrupt Democrat officials who conspire to obstruct federal law," Trump said. Less than 1 week ago, a precious 18-year-old college student named Sheridan Gorman was shot and killed while walking in a park innocently. He was then arrested again, and released again by the Democrat governor, J.B. Pritzker, one of the worst governors in the history of our country, in the sanctuary city of Chicago. Trump continued, adding, "Every American needs to know that the larger majorities in the House and Senate, Republicans will, remember this, will end sanctuary jurisdictions once and for all."